Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Maaser Sheni produce could be redeemed onto money outside Yerushalayim, and the money was brought to Yerushalayim, and then it would be used to purchase food items. So the Iker Mitzvah was to purchase animals fitting to be brought as a Shlamim, and to bring them as a Shlamim, which is an optional carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, and he would be able to partake in the meat from these carbonas. But it could also purchase other food items were also allowed to be purchased. So Mishnah Gimel says, Halakeach behema lezivchei shlamim. Someone who purchases a behema, which is a domestic animal, with intention to bring it as a carbon shlamim, he's purchasing with maaser sheni money. Ay chaya lebasar taiva, or he purchases a non-domestic animal, for basar taiva, just to eat ordinary meat, not as a carbon. Non-domestic animals were not brought as carbonas. So in both of these cases, yotzei ha'or l'chulin. The skin of the animal, the leather, it becomes chulin, even though it's not edible. But the money that he uses for the animal can cover even that of the skin. And it's okay that some of the money is going for a non-edible purpose, because he's buying the animal primarily for the meat. And so since the primary purchase over here is for food purposes, that's okay, even though there's something else in the sale that's not edible. Afa pisha ar meruba al basar, even in a case where the skin is more valuable than the meat itself, but the primary purchase over here is for food, and that's okay. Similarly, kadayin stumais, someone who buys closed jugs of wine, that the purchase, when he purchases the wine, the jug comes along with it. If it's makam shadakim lemacher stumais, if it's a place where it's common to sell closed jugs of wine, so they're not pouring out measurements of wine, they're selling the whole jug, so it's normal to sell the jug with the wine, then yatsa kankan l'chulin. He can purchase the whole wine and the jug with maaser sheni money, and the jug itself will become chulin, regular mundane, and that's acceptable to use the maaser sheni money for that purpose. Geizim eskedim, someone who purchases walnuts or almonds that come with the shell around it, yatsu klepei on the chulin, the shell becomes chulin, even though he used maaser sheni money, because the main purchase is the nut. Hatemed, someone who buys temed, so water was not allowed to be purchased with maaser sheni money. Temed was a drink that we discussed it came up at the end of Maseches Maaseres. They would mix water with the sediments from grapes that had a little bit of wine remaining in it, and it would make a very diluted wine. So this temed, this diluted wine, actually hichmitz, if it has not yet fermented, ain't a nokach b'kesef meiser. You can't use the meiser sheni money to purchase it, because it's considered water with a wine flavoring, and what he's basically purchasing is water, and that's not allowed. Misha hechmetz, but once it's fermented, then it's considered wine, and nilkach b'kesef meiser, then he can use the meiser sheni money to purchase it. Mishnah Dalet, halakeya chaya lezivchei shlamim, someone who purchased a chaya, non-domestic animal, with intentions of bringing it as a carbon shlamim, which is not allowed. There's no such thing as a carbon shlamim from a chaya, and the sale is not binding, because it's incorrect. He's purchasing a carbon from an animal that's not fitting for carbonus. So this is not a binding sale. Or if he bought a behema, lebasar taiva, he bought a behema, domestic animal, that's fitting for a carbon shlamim, and he bought it, lebasar taiva, to be used for regular, ordinary meat, not as a carbon, and that is something that midrabanan is not allowed. Midrabanan, the chachamim saw that people, even though midraisa, they were allowed to buy behemoths for regular meat, not for carbonus, but they saw people were not bringing the carbonus. So they made gzera that nobody's allowed to buy animals, domestic animals, for regular meat. They have to bring them as carbonus. So midrabanan, the sale is not binding. So in these two cases, la yatza ha'ar l'chulin, the skin does not become regular chulin, because the whole sale is not binding. The sale is undone, and the money still retains its maaser sheni status. Even the meat was not purchased, and the wholesale is null and void. Kadayim psuches aistumes, if someone purchases jugs of wine, whether they're sealed and he's buying the whole jug, whether they're psuches, they're open, aistumes, they're sealed and he's buying the jug, and this is in a makrim shadak in the makrim psuches, It's a place where it was common to be sold with open jugs, and they would pour out the wine and measure it out and sell just the wine without the jug. And so normally the jug was not sold along with the wine. And here he purchased the jug with the wine. The jug does not become chulin. The money, which means that the jug does receive kedushas. The money in place of the jug does not actually lose its kedusha. It remains sanctified with ma'aser sheni kedusha, and he now has to still take that value of that money and purchase food products in Yerushalayim. A similar case, Sali Zaysim Sali Anavim, Imakli, if somebody purchases baskets of olives or baskets of grapes, and he purchases it together with the basket with Ma'aser Sheni money, and it's something that was not common to sell the basket along with the fruit, so then Lo Yatzu Demei Akli L'chulin, the value of the basket, that the money representing the value of the basket does not go to chulin, it doesn't become unsanctified, it remains with this Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha, and he still has to go use that for Ma'aser Sheni purposes, buying food items. These non-food items are not considered part of the regular sale, and the money corresponding to the basket still has the Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha.